Each year, Monsanto gives an award to a farm mom, or several farm moms across the country, and this year's winner of the Midwest Farm Mom of 2015 is a Nebraska native from Elwood, Sarah Ross. Sarah, congratulations on a great award.
Thank you very much.
Now, you are from Elwood. Ross is your married name. Folks might be more familiar with Baldonado out there. You still have family out there.
That's correct. My parents still live out there, and my dad is the owner of the home agency there in Elwood, Nebraska.
How were you selected? How did the process work for Monsanto to be giving you a Farm Mom of the Year award? How did you find out about it?
Well, it's a nomination process that either a family member or a friend or somebody can nominate a farm mom. And in my case, my cousin Angela nominated me back in March. She had texted me some questions about our family farm, and I was kind of wondering what she was up to, but found out after I got the call from Monsanto that I was the Midwest Regional winner of the Farm Mom of the Year award, that's what she had been doing. So she had just submitted an application with some information about our family farm and things that I do in agriculture, and I guess it was good enough to become the winner for the Midwest region.
We might mention you live in Minden, Iowa right now, just east of the Council Bluffs, Omaha area. So you're still pretty close to Nebraska. But so you weren't actually competing that you know of.
That's correct. I had no idea that I was even up for this award until I got the phone call saying that I was the Midwest Regional winner. So Angela just submitted the application online, and that's how they selected it.
Fantastic. Now, what came with the award? You found out you were winner, and you have received the award at the Iowa State Fair. What else came with it?
Well, right off the bat, they flew in the five regional winners from across the country into St. Louis, and we all got to meet each other, first of all. And then we also got a tour of Monsanto. And then just a couple days ago at the Iowa State Fair on Tuesday, I was presented my award, and there was a monetary award of $5,000 that came with the recognition of being the Midwest Regional winner.
Fantastic. And talk about your trip to St. Louis.
Yes, I had never had a chance to visit there, but I am so glad I've been there, and we learned so much about biotechnology and how they select traits from certain seeds and things like that, and it was just eye-opening. I mean, I understood how biotechnology worked, but actually going and seeing a company that cares so much about it was very, very impressive.
Without the Monsantos and the DuPonts and the big major companies that do a lot of research, plus the universities and the smaller companies, we would not be able to feed the world.
That's correct. I feel that, you know, GMOs and biotechnology are definitely going to be around for a very, very long time. They are, you know, it's going to be in the part of our future and being able to feed our growing population around the world.
Now, a few years ago, you started a blog, a farm mom blog. How did you educate yourself so you could talk about our agriculture and farming?
Well, it started when I married a farmer from Iowa about 8 years ago and moved out to the farm and just kind of dove right in because, like you said, I grew up in a small town in Elwood and did not have a farming background at all, and learned some things from him over the years. And then about 5 years ago, about the same time I started my blog, which is sarahshouse.com, I also joined a volunteer organization called Common Ground. And it's a group of farm women who talk to our urban counterparts about what it's like on our family farms and answer any questions and clear up any myths or misconceptions that they may have about food that they are buying in the grocery store, or just be a resource for them. If they have questions about how we're raising, you know, our cattle or growing our crops, they can turn to us and ask a farmer directly about, why we're doing the things we're doing on our farm.
We've got the internet, and we've got the groups like Common Ground, and there's several other groups doing that, really doing a good job of educating the consumer.
Yes, Common Ground, like you had mentioned, has been around for about, I think, 5 years now, and we have a website. It's findourcommonground.com, and it is full of very, very useful information, and that's where you can also find farmers from around the country that are, they're all female farmers, and you can find, you know, if you're looking for a dairy farmer, if you have a question about some kind of, you know, about milk or farmers use hormones or what the reason is for them using those, or different specific questions about organics or GMOs, you can look up farmers on the website, Find Our Common Ground, and get those questions answered right there, or reach out to the farmer themselves and talk to them directly.
I know you've been over to China a couple of times, and the Far East is a fascinating place. What was it like talking to consumers in China?
Well, first, I love visiting China. I've actually been there 3 times, and the last 2 times have been with the United States Soybean Export Council, and they took over four farm women from the United States, and we went over and talked to urban women, professional working women over there about our family farms. We talked to them about soybeans and the benefits of GMOs and biotechnology, and just answered any questions. It was like a town hall type meeting where we kind of gave a presentation, and then we opened up for Q&A afterwards, and we had great discussion with those ladies, and they learned a lot from us, and we learned a lot from them too at the same time.
Yeah, that's the beauty, is a give and go. Well, congratulations on winning a great award and being a great spokesperson for agriculture. We need more folks like you out here.
Well, thank you very much.
On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bruce Gorder.